That's samhsa.gov/support.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I watched this yesterday, and I got to tell you, I was appalled watching Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, talking to a House committee and essentially telling them the big lie about our southern border. I mean, some of the stuff he said was just flat-out lies. And nobody called him out on it. Well, or very few called him out on it. This was Alejandro Mayorkas, cut four, the Secretary of the Department of Health, I'm sorry, Department of Homeland Security. I always want to say Health and Human Services. No, I'm sorry. Of DHS telling the House committee the big lie about our southern border. Here it is.
Under this administration, our department has also been executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders and rebuild our immigration system. With the Title 42 public health order set to be lifted, we expect migration levels to increase as smugglers seek to take advantage of and profit from vulnerable migrants. We will continue to enforce our immigration laws. After Title 42 is lifted, non-citizens will be processed pursuant to Title 8, which provides that individuals who cross the border without legal authorization are processed for removal, and if unable to establish a legal basis to remain in the United States, promptly removed from the country. We started our planning last September, and we are leading the execution of a whole-of-government strategy, which stands on six pillars to prepare for and manage the rise in non-citizen encounters. One, surge resources, including personnel, transportation, medical support, and facilities. Two, increase efficiency without compromising the integrity of our screening processes to reduce strain on the border. Three, administer consequences for unlawful entry, including expedited removal and criminal prosecution. Four, bolster the capacity of NGOs and coordinate with state, local, and community partners. Five, target and disrupt transnational criminal organizations and human smugglers. And six, deter irregular migration south of our border in partnership with other federal agencies and nations. We inherited a broken and dismantled system that is already under strain. It is not built to manage the current levels and types of migratory flows. Only Congress can fix this. Yet we have effectively managed an unprecedented number of non-citizens seeking to enter the United States and interdicted more drugs and disrupted more smuggling operations than ever before. A significant increase in migrant encounters will strain our system even further, and we will address this challenge successfully. But it will take time, and we need the partnership of Congress, state and local officials, NGOs, and communities to do so.
The big lie, they are effectively managing our border. What is 221,000 illegal immigrants apprehended just in March? And that doesn't count the gotaways, the folks that got through. That's effectively managing the immigration along our southern border? Is that really what that is? That is unbelievable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Another windy day out there, too. We are looking at 30 to 45 mile per hour gusts today, so do watch for some blowing dust and debris when you're out there on the freeways. There is a crash 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. You're bumper-to-bumper downtown on the 515, eastbound at Main and westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes are available through the construction zone there through December. And backups on that transition, too. Those merging from 15 North over to 515 East. And do remember that Las Vegas Boulevard is closed in front of the Bellagio, and Flamingo Road is closed from Las Vegas Boulevard up to Koval, and they will be closed until 9 p.m. Saturday night.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball has received the signed commitment from Ole Miss transfer Luis Rodriguez. We had previously reported that he would be joining the program. It is now official. He started 23 of 32 games this past year at Ole Miss, averaging 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal per game. The Vegas Golden Knights missing out on the postseason. They lose to the Blackhawks in a shootout yesterday by a 4-3 score. Just a horribly disappointing season for the Golden Knights. They'll wrap it up tomorrow evening when they play in St. Louis against the Blues. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with an extra 30% off special gifts from top designers just in time for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more great gift ideas. Going on now at Macy's. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we got an election coming up June 14th. That's the primary. And, of course, we've got November 8th for the general election. A lot of people wondering, are we going to have voter integrity? Are we going to have an election like 2020 where there still are a lot of people in this country who believe that that the fix was in? Ken Blackwell is chairman of the Center for Election Integrity at America First Policy Institute. I had a chance to visit with him earlier today, and I asked him, what is the Center for Election Integrity?
Well, Kevin, let me first say that the foundation of the American system of self-governance is liberty, and the core expression of a people's liberty is the ability to vote in free and fair elections. And so safeguarding the integrity of our elections is paramount to preserving our republic. That's what we are all about at the Center for Election Integrity at America First Policy Institute. We want to go back into the systems at the state level, and we want to make sure that we're helping to build out capacity for the proper administration of elections in our respective states across the country. On the national level, we have been focused on making sure that there is not a federal takeover of the election system. The brilliance of our system is that it is decentralized, and it is not in the administration authority is not in the federal government. You know, Aristotle said it best. There's a dynamic tension between the muscularity of the central government and individual liberty. The more intrusive, the more muscular the central government, in our case, the federal government, the less individual liberty that we have. And therefore, we want to make sure that our system of election administration takes place at the lowest possible level, precinct, county, and then the state legislatures of our country. So we are about helping states build capacity, and we're about stopping the federal takeover of our election system. That would be disastrous, particularly given the clown car that is now running Washington, D.C.
Let me ask you about 2020, because I think in order to go forward, we have to take at least a step back and look at what happened in 2020. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of questions about the integrity of that vote, yet we're still looking for the smoking gun that we can take to a judge that can invalidate elections and things like that. What did you think of what happened in 2020?
Well, first, let me give you the context. If you go back 100 years, Kevin, in 1918, we had the Spanish flu. In 1929, we had major economic disruption. In 1968, we had urban violence across the country. In 1974, we had the impeachment process initiated against Richard Nixon. Well, just think about it, Kevin. In 2020, we had all of those things. We had a pandemic. We had economic disruption, we had urban violence, and we had an impeachment process, and the left took advantage of it. You know, they operate on the old theory, never let a crisis go to waste. Well, they didn't let this crisis go to waste. We saw a loosening of the chain of custody. We saw an abandonment of requirements verification, guaranteeing that voters are who they claim to be. And what we have to do now is to put things back in order. We have to tighten the chain of custody of ballots. We, in fact, have to make sure that there are verification systems in place so not one legally cast ballot is destroyed or negated by an illegally cast ballot. And that's what we're going after. You know, there were things that happened in 2020 that made me say, huh, as a person who's been dealing with elections for a long time and election administration that I ran for 8 years in the state of Ohio. You know, every president who has gained more votes in his reelection campaign has also won reelection for the last 150 years. Trump gained 11 plus million more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016, and he lost. Biden shattered the popular vote record, but won a record low of only 17% of the counties. So these things sort of made me say, huh? How could that be? And when I looked at what happened in states and selected counties across the country, we saw what I've already mentioned. We saw a loosening of the chain of custody and ballots. We had these drop boxes that were unsecure. We had an abandonment of photo or voter ID. And as a consequence, we, in fact, have seen a radical drop in voter confidence across the country in the results of the 2020 election. That's why we have to work overtime to make sure that we're tightening things up.
Again, Ken Blackwell joining us, the chairman of the Center for Election Integrity at America First Policy Institute. He is a former Ohio Secretary of State. And as a former Ohio Secretary of State, have you seen anything since 2020 that gives you hope that maybe the midterm elections coming up will be cleaner and fairer and safer? And I cite as an example what's been going on in Georgia with their voting rights bill. They've increased the number of days of voting, and they've instituted voter ID, which 80% of the population favors. Are you seeing things like that around the country that gives you hope?
Absolutely. Let's just focus on the photo ID. You know, there was a mad assertion that requiring a photo ID was a throwback to the old voter suppression that took place before the reforms in voting in our country in the 60s. Look, requiring a photo ID is pretty commonplace in American culture. If I want to get on an airplane to get my ticket, I have to show a photo ID. If I want to take out a library book, if in fact you want to buy alcohol at a convenience store, you have to show a photo ID. The reality is that there's nothing untoward, there's nothing repressive about requiring a photo ID. Kevin, I think we might have discussed this before. I'm probably the only former Secretary of State that is a shareholder of a Major League Baseball team. I am a shareholder in the Cincinnati Reds. If I was to leave you tickets at a will call window to come and see the Cincinnati Reds, you would have to show a photo ID. That's why I was so angry, so ready to get in the grill of the baseball commissioner, because he moved an all-star game from Atlanta, Georgia to Denver, Colorado, because the Georgia legislature had, in fact, reformed their system and required a photo ID. So, and he said that it was racist, based on something that Stacey Abrams had asserted. Well, just think about it. Atlanta is over 50% black. This All-Star game was going to generate $110 million in revenue in the economy of Atlanta. They moved it to Denver, which is about 9% black in population, and their in-place policies were actually more restrictive than Georgia's reform policies. and that sort of Looney Tunes thinking was prevailing in our country, and people started to push back against it, whether it's these crazy woke corporations, you know, or this assertion that America is locked into the 1950s. I'll just tell you, it is crazy if we can't see that history has been advanced in our country, and that in the 2020 elections, we in fact had a higher percentage of black voters voting than white voters. This is crazy, and it has to stop.
I tell you, Ken Blackwell, smart dude. He's been on the show before. In fact, we're going to have him on more often. We need to have him on more often. He is from the America First Policy Institute, the Center for Election Integrity. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We've got an NFL draft coming up tonight. I'm so excited. Life is getting really exciting in Sin City. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country. And you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine Key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of DHS, testified before Congress, and Michael McCaul, a congressman from Texas, absolutely ripped him, saying that the border is just out of control. This is cut number 5. Go.
It is not under operational control. It is out of control. And don't take my word for it. When I looked at the findings of the court, the cause is not climate change or some weird migration phenomena. It is the fact that on day one, your administration rescinded the migrant protection protocols and remained in Mexico because you didn't like the former president. And that's fine. But don't rescind what was working. This program was working, and the courts said that. Their findings of fact were that the Migrant Protection Protocol program was decreasing the volume of inadmissible aliens arriving in the United States on land from Mexico. Further, they said the termination of MPP has contributed to the current border surge. Most importantly, your own Assistant Secretary for Border and Immigration Policy, David Shalahun, said, since MPP's termination, the number of enforcement encounters on the southwest border has skyrocketed. This is your policy guy at DHS on border and immigration. He goes on to say, based on current trends, the department expects that total encounters this fiscal year are likely to be the highest ever recorded. I agree with him. The highest ever recorded. My state, we say every state's a border state. My state has to absorb this. And we have to pay billions of dollars when it's a federal responsibility. It's the biggest human trafficking event I've seen in my lifetime. 2.5 million encounters. What are we going to do with all these people that have no legal status in this country, not to mention the fentanyls that have come in that can kill the population seven times over, not to mention the 23 apprehended that are on the terrorist watch list that you, sir, will not tell us who they are? I think the American people need to know who they are. I've never seen the morale of the Border Patrol this low, as demonstrated by the fact that when you, sir, and this is painful for me to say, when you visited down there, they turned their backs on you because they said you have turned their backs on them.
That's Michael McCaul, congressman from Texas. He knows. He is running for re-election every 2 years in a border state. Stay where you are. We'll get you ready for draft day one coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.